It is Thursday, July 20th, 2017, and a day early. We're beginning the show with Michael Tilley from his office in Fort Smith. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'll pretend I'll be screwed up for the rest of the week, thinking it's Friday, but you know, I'm just going to blame it on you.
Well, I should mention also that Michael is with Talk Business and Politics, which you can find out more about what we're about to talk about later at talkbusiness.net. We have three topics that all kind of deal with looking ahead in one way or another. And let's start with this downtown plan that involves trucks and truckers going a different way through and around Fort Smith. Tell me about the Propelling Downtown Fort Smith plan.
Well, It's a broad plan and has to deal with you know, how properties use development, what type of development, and it was sparked by success of festivals and events like the Unexpected Event, and Steve Clark with who funded the Unexpected Event has kickstarted this and it's had a leadership role, but it's really caught on. And a part of it though was about trying to remove or reduce truck traffic, 18-wheeler traffic in the downtown area. It's been something the city and businesses have worked on for years, for decades. And they may make some progress on it. For those keeping up with this, this will be a milestone event for downtown development. So in August at the Fort Smith Board of Directors meeting, CBID and others will present this plan, and a trucking group, they've reached a compromise with the trucking group, and that group has said they won't oppose it. In fact, they'll be there to support it. And the compromise that essentially moves, I'm not going to get into the details, but essentially moves traffic onto the north side of Garrison Avenue in downtown Fort Smith for service deliveries, and that will consider, and everybody else has to use I-40 to get around. But for those service deliveries, for folks like Anheuser-Busch or Bell Point Beverages, which is located literally just almost underneath the Garrison Avenue Bridge, those are grandfathered, it's not the right word, just an exception, because they have to come in and out using that downtown route. But we'll see how this goes. We'll see if it really reduces traffic. But, you know, if you look at healthy downtowns around the area, you don't have 18 wheelers coming through downtown Bentonville or downtown Fayetteville. So those healthy downtowns around the country do not have truck traffic. So that will be a necessary element for downtown Fort Smith going forward.
It just kind of goes hand, well, I guess organizers and proponents hope it goes hand in glove with sort of the other developments that have been discussed around downtown over the last 12 months or so.
Yeah, and I'm impressed that the two sides, or the several sides, have been able to come together, because in the past it's really been contentious, but I think everybody has, really worked toward, from the perspective of what's the long-term good, so I'm impressed with these groups.
Another, literally talks about the future. It's called the Future School. First classes started for this school last August. The second class will start this fall, and news that Talk Business and Politics had this week, a grant that will eventually, if it all works out, be worth $600,000 to the Future School from the Wingate Foundation in Siloam Springs. What does this mean for the Future School?
Well, it's a big injection. It's they, of course, it's a charter school. They do receive public funding, but to some extent, a school like this, a charter school, is no different than a new business, a new enterprise, and you need capital. You need some upfront capital to get it going, to get, in their case, classrooms, classroom equipment, just some of the basics. So this is a big help for them. They already raised $100,000, and so they got the first part of the $300,000, so they're $200,000 ahead. They have 3 years to do it. It's necessary. And the reason it's necessary is just in the numbers. They expect to enroll around another 70 or 75 for this fall semester. That'll boost their total enrollment to 150. They've added another full-time teachers, that's, takes money to pay teachers. although I would argue we don't pay them enough, but still that takes money. But a great positive development for this upstart school. And just from a personal perspective, I've been out there at the school, had the opportunity to be one of their mentors, and they're doing a lot of very incredible, innovative, and fun things. And I hope this helps with their success.
Well, and the first class is getting ready to show up on the Arkansas Health Colleges campus at the end of this month, and word just now that they will receive more than $300,000 for some artwork to be there, and it's from an anonymous gift. They have done well with anonymous gifts over there, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know who this anonymous person is, but I would love, I'm sure public radio would love some of those anonymous gifts too, like that. No, this artwork, and I've been out there to look at it. It's amazing. Look, it's not Crystal Bridges,
sure,
but it is still very good stuff, and it decorates well those very modern looking facilities. And again, it's just between. I was joking with some folks the other day, between the unexpected, the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, and now this. If we're not careful with all this art, we're going to end up losing our blue collar status. So, somebody may want to put a lid on this art. We can't be having all this art show up here and ruin our reputation.
Well, you could eventually be like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and have a reputation for both.
Yeah, there you go. So, and we do need to make sure folks know I'm joking. I'm sure someone there will listen and say, what's he got against art? But no, look, 92, they reached out to 92 artists. Had 67 respond. They've got over 60 pieces up, and they may at some point have kind of a reception in the building just to show off the art. Obviously, their first focus is getting this first cohort of students in, but once they get that settled down, they will have that reception. I encourage anyone who can to go see it.
Yeah, it's going to be the first class. I think the first day of classes for the Arkansas College of Osteopathic Medicine is July 31st. And I want to point out that you share a couple of images of artwork at talkbusiness.net. And the one that's at the top of this story, Hand Lamps by Mia Hall.
Isn't that cool?
It's really stunning.
Yeah.
And correct me, most, if not all, of this art from regional artists.
Yes, sir. That's a good point. I'm glad you put it. It's all regional art. Don't ask me to define the region, but it is regional art. Pieces range from a couple thousand to, I think, $8,000 per work or more. But that's a good point. It's good local art.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can see and hear and read about business and political news for Arkansas at talkbusiness.net. Michael, you have the day off tomorrow. I grant it, since we talked today early. How's that?
Hey, you're my kind of guy.
All right. Thank you, Michael.